Elise and I were, we went to the Guggenheim Museum, and this poem was written after going there. And this is near the end of the book, and it's called In the Guggenheim Museum. We follow Frank Lloyd Wright's rotunda with our hands herringbone together, the curving ramp of galleries like the cochlea of the inner ear. And she kisses me on the rounded bone behind the earlobe, a structure whose name I don't know, before working our way through the crowd of art-filled heads, their faces radiating the blonde ale they drink at lunch as they slur Kandinsky on their tongues, words in lavender brushstrokes, conversations trailing behind them like multicolored scarves which brush over our forearms and shoulders, disconnected from their source, mysterious, beautiful, fleeting. At the entrance to the sound and light exhibit, we read the poster board thoughts of the artist. Or maybe it's a type message from someone who once talked with the artist. Or maybe they simply wrote what they thought the artist might say or think, telling us, remove your shoes, to feel the carpet's texture, the floor's vibration in decibels below the threshold of human hearing, in no speaking zone, a place for wavelengths of visible light, tonal harmonics reconciling the Precambrian structures of the brain, oscillating through the millennia to converse with our bipedal, awkward, face-to-face making of love, which is all she and I can think of now, the unified theory of color conjoined with sound, as she squeezes my hand tight in her own under the wire-hung letters of language, which rotate above us in a perfectly destroyed state, the letter C, the letter S, each letter stretched, bent a little out of plane, as if the invisible paper of language had been peeled away so that now they drift over us, freed from the word chair or staircase, vibrations of sound gently lifting the alphabet and lowering it the way a breeze might lift the tips of her hair, my fingers guiding the zipper in its channel, tooth by tooth, the way it did last night in the park, long after closing time when the sprinklers switched on and we didn't stop, the killdeers singing, a siren somewhere off in the distance, the sun itself held at bay by the horizon, just long enough to divot the soft lawn with her kneecaps pressing down, shifting to the rocking of hips, my own back given the imprint of earth authored by the grass in its green vernacular. Muscles lifting, my thumbs at the iliac crest, the smooth curve of her breast, the street lamps tapered like candles to backlight her silhouette as we kiss the small, quick fires from each other's mouths, cold water falling in a graceful arc from the sprinkler heads positioned around us, her hair matted and tangling with it. This is what I'm thinking about as we walk through the museum. The skeletons of art hung around us, petrified, staring through hard lenses of framing and oil, staring at us from their fossilized stations in the past, in wonder, marveling at these two lovers here, each of us fully given to the inexorable process of death, and yet, here we are, walking among them, alive.